You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 1996. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey in the Sheetrock Announce booth here at DX Audio Service headquarters. We'll give you information on our address, phone numbers, and all that other stuff on side two of this cassette. But right now, here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch right out of the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Now that we're back to the weekly issues, we have three editions of the Switch this month, and we start with reference number 389 and a big pile of call letter changes on 620 KKGM Grand Junction, Colorado becomes KBZS. 890 KAPN Salt Lake City, Utah changing to KCNR. 940 WMAZ Macon, Georgia becomes WMWR. 970 KBEE Modesto, California becomes KBUL. Also on 970 WMVN Ishpeming, Michigan changing to WZAM. On 1070, KDSI, Alice, Texas becomes KOPY. On 1100, WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia becomes, you guessed it, WWWE. On 1210, WGMP, Philadelphia changing to WPTS for just a few weeks and then changing to WPHT, which they are now. On 1250, WXOX Frankenmuth, Michigan becomes WJZZ. 1260, WRIP Lake City, South Carolina changing to WHYM. 1320, KCNR Salt Lake City, Utah becomes KFNZ. Also 1320, WVLR Lynchburg, Virginia changing to WJJS. 1340, KXXY Oklahoma City, Oklahoma changing to KEBC. 1360 WAOZ Cincinnati, Ohio changing calls again, this time to WAZU. 1390 KHOB Hobbs, New Mexico becomes KUCU. 1430 WCKD Madison, Tennessee becomes WMAK. 1480 KTMA Eureka, California changing to KGOE. On 1500, KRIG, Pawhuska, Oklahoma becomes KOMH. 1520, WPGY, Canton, Ohio. That new call just lasted a month or so. They're changing back to their old call of WINW. 1550, KQFN, West Fargo, North Dakota becomes KQWB. And on 1560, KKID, Salisaw, Oklahoma changing to KKUZ. One application for a new station. This is actually a correction from last month. We told you about an application for a new station in Palmetto, Florida, because that's what the FCC said. It was a typo. It's Palmetto, Georgia. The station will be on 830 if granted, 50,000 day, 270 watts at night. One application of interest on 540 WDMV, that already silent station in Pocomoke City, would like to modify its construction permit to change its city of license to Damascus, Maryland. Looking into otherness on 870 WPWT, Colonial Heights, Tennessee, this silent station is back on the air. 1070 KMOM, Monticello, Minnesota, the license is canceled and the call deleted. 1150 WRRR, Rockford, Illinois, this station is silent. They lost their transmitter site. An interesting note on 1190 WLIB in New York City, the FCC has granted this station a special temporary authority for nighttime operation to cover certain events. They were given authority to cover the National Political Conventions and the Brooklyn Labor Day Festival. The engineering changes to reduce WOWO's night power and to change WLIB to full-time are still, according to the station, months away, but WLIB expects to receive similar permission to operate at night during the presidential election coverage. 1260 WALM, Albion, Michigan. The license is canceled. The call deleted. On 1270 KFCC, Bay City, Texas, the FCC has ordered this station off the air unless it can return to operation from its original transmitter site. 1330 WCPQ in Havelock, North Carolina. This station is back on the air. On 1430 WEMG, Knoxville, Tennessee, the license is canceled and the call deleted. 1450 KEZJ, Twin Falls, Idaho. This silent station is now back on the air. They're presently simulcasting KBSU at the station on 730. On 1470 WICT, Farrell, Pennsylvania. This station silent once again. 1520 WREA, Dayton, Tennessee. License canceled, call deleted. And on 1590 WCAE in Nakusa, Wisconsin. Construction permit for a new station that was never built. That construction permit has been canceled and the call letters deleted. Moving on to reference number 390, just a few call letter changes on 840 KRAO. Colfax, Washington will be KMAX. 1050 KKGO, Fraser Park, California, changing to KTRJ. 1400 KKDD, North Las Vegas, Nevada, becomes KSHP. And on 1520 KACY, Lafayette, Louisiana, changing to KDYS. One application for a new station on 1340 in Rupert, Idaho. Station would be 1,000 day and night, a U1 antenna if granted. One application of interest on 1410 WMYQ in Newton, Mississippi would like to move to 1100 kilohertz with 1,000 watts D1. And one grant of interest on 1270 WLAW, that new station that has not yet been built in Fairhaven, Massachusetts, changing their city of license to North Dartmouth, Massachusetts. Moving to otherness on 630 CKRC, Winnipeg, Manitoba. This station went silent on the AM dial on September the 11th and is gone for good. They have now moved their operations to FM. 830 WSCR, Chicago, Illinois. This station plans to move its call and programming to 1160 kHz, replacing the existing WJJD. And according to an article in the Chicago Sun-Times, they have also dropped their plans to go full-time on the 830 frequency. On 1000 KIDH in Eagle, Idaho, construction permit for a new station that was never built has been canceled, and those calls are deleted. 1230 KLXR, Redding, California. This silent station has been sold. New owners expect to have it back on the air soon. 1240 WCRW in Chicago. As we had feared, it appears that WCRW is no more. WSBC is now being used as the call in all the former WCRW time slots. 1480 KJNA in Gina, Louisiana. License canceled. Call deleted. 1490 WAYB, Waynesboro, Virginia. The FCC has granted license renewal to this silent station. It's been off since the middle of 1995 on the condition that it return to the air by January the 15th of 97. On 1520 KTRO, Port Hueneme, California, this silent station is back on the air. And on 1590 WERA, Plainfield, New Jersey, is being purchased by the owners of WWRL, the 1600 station in New York. It appears they are buying WERA in order to take it off the air to facilitate a planned application for 25,000 watts daytime power for WWRL. We'll have to wait and see on that. Moving finally to edition number 391, call letter changes on 860 KVVA, Phoenix, Arizona becomes KMVP. 960 KOOL, Phoenix, Arizona, changing to KPXQ. 1030 KBEQ, Blue Springs, Missouri, becomes KOWW. 1080 WHKW, Louisville, Kentucky, becomes WKJK. 1220 WXCT in Hamden, Connecticut. This silent station will be returning to the air soon with the new call of WQUN and is now being operated by a university in that area. On 1240 WAVN, South Haven, Mississippi becomes WBLZ. On 1340 WLBC in Muncie, Indiana becomes WFXN. 1370 KSHY, Cheyenne, Wyoming changing to KJJL. 1470 KERE, Atchison, Kansas becomes KAIR. And on 1520 KDZZ, Albuquerque, New Mexico, changing to KHTZ. Several grants of interest on 1050 KPXC, Liberty, Texas, will relocate their transmitter site and change their city of license to Brookshire, Texas. And also on 1510 KVCI, Mineola, Texas, will be changing their city of license to Canton, Texas. And finally, looking at otherness on 550 WKNJ, Lakeside, New Jersey, construction permit for this unbuilt station has expired, but it has been reinstated by the FCC, so that one still may make it. On 890 KGGN, Gladstone, Missouri, the FCC has issued a license to cover for a new station here. Normally that means that the new station is on the air. We have not seen that information, but if someone in the Kansas City area can listen to 890 and let us know what they hear there, we'd be interested to know. On 950 WNCC, Barnesboro, Pennsylvania, this station is silent pending a sale. On 1410 WHBT, Tallahassee, Florida, this station is silent, expected to return to the air in June of next year. 1440 WBLA, Elizabethtown, North Carolina, this station is silent. Seems Hurricane Fran knocked their tower over, but they're expected to return upon completion of a new tower. 1470 WVBS, Burgon, North Carolina, another victim of Hurricane Fran. They are silent, but expected to return from a new transmitter site. And finally on 1580 WRDD, Ebensburg, Pennsylvania, this station is silent, also pending a sale. And that'll wrap it up for this time. John Bowker's next. I'm Jerry Starr. I'll see you in 30 days with more stuff from the BCB.
Well, thanks again, Jerry. Gee, isn't it great to be back home? Hey, you know, Linda and I picked up 281 new stations for the Travelogue in 27 states in our travels this past summer. That compares, though, to over 400 new stations we got last year. That means our efficiency is tapering off. We're starting to go to the same places we've been before. So we're not planning any more lengthy summer trips away from our home here in Florida, anyway. And that means, though, hey, we're going to be counting more and more on subscribers and new audio service members to keep us up to date on the call letter changes in the future. We'll get to that later. Now, this month, we're going to start listening to stations broadcasting at 1370 on the dial, and we're going to hear how they identify themselves. As always, some of the recordings were made at some distance from the station's tower, so don't expect CD-quality sound. But as we travel from the rocky coast of Maine out to, Tennessee this month, we're going to find a couple of goodies. So you be sure to stay tuned now as we start the 1370 station tape on the November 1996 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
Part of Downey's Maine for more than 30 years. This is AM 1370, WDEA, Ellsworth. Soviet Chief Gorbachev in France offers new tactical missile cuts in exchange for talk. Oliver North, spared prison, says he'll press Iran-Contra appeal. 11 dead in Israeli bus plunge after Arab seizes wheel.
We're going to move south to the Merrimack River in New Hampshire now, and to a point only a few miles north of the 1994 annual convention of the National Radio Club that many of us attended.
Sunny and pleasant, a high in the low to mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Pamela McLarnon with the exclusive CompuWeather for WFEA.
Nice clear blue skies out there, but chilly. 58 in the Queen City.
Oh boy, across the Connecticut River to the Green Mountains of Vermont.
1370 Bennington, WBTN.
It's 12 noon, time for World of National News.
AP Network News, I'm Mark Hamrick.
You know, that's a real neat jingle they have there in Bennington, Vermont. I'd send them a card expressing my appreciation, except, of course, I wouldn't know where to address the card.
Send your card to WKFD, Box 441, North Kingstown, or Box 596 in Newport.
I don't think so. Okay, just south of WKFD, across the sound.
New Haven 39, 36 at WALK FM and AM Patch R.
Okay, we can do better than that, though. Come on, WALK.
On the way, more of that magic music, including Neil Diamond's latest. We'll also hear from Simply Red, the Miami Style Machine, and more on the way.
It's 78 degrees at 2:55. Good afternoon. I'm Bridget Quinn with WALK News.
Don't you love it? They're in the city of Long Island. I heard them say so.
The local news brought to you by the Ellenville National Bank. We've got the ABC News next. WELV, WELV FM, Ellenville. Strauss Communication, New York brings you ABC News at 12.
From ABC News, I'm Deirdre Bryant.
Okay. Ellenville, by the way, is just west of Poughkeepsie on the Roundout River, I see. We go north and west at this point with our AM radio dial set to 1370.
1370, the new WSAY, Rochester.
Okay, we can actually do better than that. That goes back to the 1970s, but they updated just a few years ago there in Rochester.
Midday Edition is a production of the WXXI News and Public Affairs Department. You are listening to WXXI 1370, Rochester's learning place for a lifetime.
Kind of appealing. We're going to swing out along the Mohawk River from Rochester now and plunge south along the western slope of the Appalachian Mountains to a little town near Altoona, Pennsylvania.
It's 11 o'clock. Here with AM Stereo 1370, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Rochester.
Moscow court sentenced a teenage pilot this morning. I'm Howard Beyer on the Satellite News Network.
Unfortunately, they weren't close enough to Altoona where we were when we made that recording, I guess. Heading back east, though, along the Pennsylvania Turnpike just near there, one has to stop at the Daniel Boone Homestead, of course. and in the parking lot there with our radio set to 1370.
Spring is cool, summer's sweet and warm. The autumn breeze brings falling leaves,
winter's oh so cozy. Whatever the season, enjoy a new adventure in living WPAZ.
That ID goes back about 25 years. Here's a more modern one.
WPAZ 1370 Radio in Pottstown brings you local news first. Good morning at 7 o'clock. Sarah Wingert reporting.
Well, good morning, Sarah. We're going up into the northern Pocono Mountains of Pennsylvania.
This is WWCB Corey, Pennsylvania.
Good morning, I'm Diane Burr. Reports from Beirut...
You know, way back in 1972, son John and I set out to make recordings of every AM station in Maryland, and we came awfully close, but one of them was in Leonardtown. Leonardtown is all by itself, down near the end of one of those many peninsulas that juts out into Chesapeake Bay. I remember it was raining that day. We were in no mood to drive over an hour to get down there and an hour to get back, and we made this recording you're about to hear, and we looked at each other, did a high five, and said, heck, that's good enough.
W-K-I-K in Leonardtown, 1370.
And it's just marginally. It's too late to get a better one now. They've been off the air for some time. This next one is a bit odd. WZYQ was co-owned with a station in Braddock Heights, Maryland. Well, let's listen first to this Frederick AM station with their combined ID.
WZYQ, Stereo FM, Braddock Heights, WZYQ, Frederick.
Sunny, 67 degrees.
Okay, and now that AM station just wasn't able to compete with the other two entrenched stations in Frederick. So the management moved it, as you heard, to Braddock Heights along with the FM, and this is kind of what they came up with.
This is Carl Keller for WMHI and Stereo WMHI FM, Braddock Heights.
WMHI, my kind of sound.
And wonder of wonders, the AM station, that one failed there, too. So today, if you look through the log at 1370, there is not one of the last three stations you've just heard here still on the air. None in Maryland. So what can I tell you? 1370 is quiet.
16 points, the volume 38 million shares. This is Doug Douglas on the USA Radio Network.
Standing for truth, proclaiming the right. This is WLLN, Broadcasting Facility of the Christian Purities Fellowship, 1370 AM in Lillington, North Carolina.
The following USA News special report of the State of the Union Address was previously recorded for broadcast at this time.
And we'll pass on it at this time, too. And if we go even deeper into the Tar Heel State, Dale Hamm picked up this next one for us.
That's today's This Could Be Your Last Chance right here on AM 1370 WLTC, your home for the best and most gospel music. This is Alan Schubert. I'll be back with more great gospel music right after the news.
Network News, this is Paula Rice. A couple of major earthquakes have rocked California today. Dale Cordier reports residents are bracing for more.
And on next to the border with South Carolina.
On the North Carolina News Network.
And thanks a lot, Melinda. It is 7 o'clock. This is AM 1370 WTAB WKSM Tabor City, Doris Whiteville. Here's Mark Gray.
We should have cut the FM on that one, I guess. Oh, dear. You know, one of the highlights of driving the interstate through South Carolina is passing over the beautiful Lake Marion. And at the southern end of that long causeway bridge is the town of Ellery, South Carolina.
The new inspiration.
USA Radio Network News, this is Bob Agnew. Surveying the damage of a grounded British tanker in the Shetland Islands from a
helicopter. That's kind of a tough ID to hear. That was WMNY in Ellery Santee, a dual ID there. And that station is silent now, but Even before that, it had used a call sign that earlier on beyond that was once up in Orangeburg, South Carolina, and this is the way it sounds. Or sound did.
W-O-R-G-A. W-M-M-Y-F-M. Ellery, Santee, Orange. Soul-sational.
CNN Headline News. I'm Lynn Russell. It's being described as a bolt from the blue. Russian President Boris Yeltsin has offered to swap factories, energy resources.
Okay, and the next few words are from Mr. Limbaugh.
If that's not the story to last 40 years, I don't know what is.
The Rush Limbaugh Show on WLOB AM 1370, Jeffa.
Views expressed by the host on this show reflect the views held by millions of Americans.
Okay, so you talk about a breath of fresh air. Here comes the Sunshine State.
You've been listening to Morning Mass from St. Helen Roman Catholic Church in Vero Beach. This is WAXE Vero Beach, Waxy 1370. Our time now, 32 minutes after 11 o'clock. Dave Rafferty's got music for us on this day after Christmas. Good morning from the unforgettable Waxy 1370.
Hello, darling. This is Louis. Darling, it's so nice to have you back where you belong.
Yeah, that's good music. We're going to take these last two Florida stations in alphabetical order.
It's high 83. At the moment, the WCOA Weather Central, overcast sky, 72 degrees at 3 o'clock on WCOA Pensacola.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. The Senate is voting on a proposal to have a special counsel investigate the leak of a sworn FBI affidavit in the Thomas case.
I should have said alphabetical by call letters. Anyway, you haven't heard the last one yet. But it's interesting because you're about to hear something you're never supposed to hear on the air. It comes from ABC News. And like the other networks, several times a day, each network feeds news briefs down the network lines when they're not being used for something else. And at the other end, each station is allowed to make a tape recording of the sound bites for their own local newscasts. But the local stations are not supposed to put those briefs on the air. Listen now and see what you think.
WOCA, Ocala.
Good afternoon, stations, and welcome to News Call number 3 for Sunday, May 8, 1994. From ABC News in New York, there will be 17 cuts. Cut 1, Ron Spear, 22 seconds. Cut 1.
Okay, we're going to start working our way north now.
For your positive down-home station, this is AM 1370 WBYE in Calera and Montevallo.
Okay, keeping our dial at 1370, we go westward into Mississippi.
Our next scheduled live remote broadcast on WMGO 1370 AM in Canton, Mississippi.
WMGO, Canton, Mississippi.
Okay, the volunteer state next beckons us with a wish.
We're saying, with you more and red food, we're going to give
This is WDEF Radio, both AM and FM in Chattanooga, Tennessee. It's 20 and a half minutes now until 9 o'clock. North Park Hospital wishes you continued good health.
Oh, that's a nice thought, thank you. Now, over to the middle of Tennessee.
This is 1370 WDXE, AM, Lawrenceburg, Tennessee.
Yeah, the drive from Lawrenceburg up to Nashville, by the way, takes you right past the magnificent 878-foot WSM transmitting tower. Boy, I used to hear that in Vermont in the 1930s. It's very moving to stand by that tower. Well, that's going to do it for us for this month, and we're going to start with our 1370 friend in Toledo next month as we wrap up the 1370 trip across the U.S. Hey, everybody, have a great Thanksgiving. I'll be back with you before the onslaught of the year-end holidays. Oh, speaking of onslaught, here's Jim Snowbarger.
Thank you, Mr. Bowker, sir. And hello, everybody. Welcome once again to another edition of the column we call Bandscan, where we take a look around the radio dial as seen from various listening points all around this great land of ours. As you shall see, we're not restricted to the United States, because this month we're going to Canada, courtesy of Adam Bouvier and his observation of the band from Saskatoon, and the time that he took to edit a little report for us. And before we do that, I wanted to make a comment that you may agree, if you listen to this, that this being a daytime scan is a little bit more in the format of a market scope. My apologies to Phil Wayne. It is not my intention to cover the ground you already so aptly cover, sir, but I thought this was interesting anyway, and I'd just do the editing for you, and we'd all go ahead and enjoy it anyway. So why don't we do that, all right? Here's Adam Bouvier.
Welcome to a daytime band scan of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Since the band scan is relatively short, I will give a little bit of information on each of the radio stations. 540, CBK Regina. CBK features a classical music variety format and broadcasts with 50,000 watts day and night.
Good morning. Welcome to CBC Radio in Saskatchewan. Our daily programming originates from studios in Regina, Saskatoon, and LaRonge. Regional and national programs are broadcast from our main transmitter, CBK, in Watrous, at a frequency of 540 kilohertz, powered at 50,000 watts, and in the Meadow Lake area on an FM frequency of 98.5. CBC Radio also broadcasts in northern Saskatchewan over a network of low-power FM transmitters located at Beauval, Buffalo Narrows, Cumberland House, Denaire Beach, Fond du Lac, Isle La Crosse, Sandy Bay, La Loche, La Ronge, Montreal Lake, Patchinac, Pelican Narrows, Pinehouse Lake, South End, Stanley Mission, Stony Rapids, and Uranium City. These facilities are owned and operated by the CBC. Comments regarding our programming may be addressed to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, Box 540, Regina, Saskatchewan, S4P4A1.
Next up is 570 CKSW in Swift Current. CKSW features a country music format with lots of local information. CKSW uses the slogan Southwest Radio and broadcasts with 10,000 watts day and night.
David Ball on Southwest Radio, he's got himself a thinking problem. 10 minutes past 11 o'clock, Ryan Schweitzer with you. Buy, sell, trade coming up at 11:30. Yes, it will be on today. Come rain, snow, sleet, or hail, there will be a trading post.
600 CJWW Saskatoon. CJWW has a country music format with a large emphasis on the country classics. CJWW broadcasts with 10,000 watts of power day and night and uses the slogan Country 600 CJWW.
It's a CMA weekend on Country 600 CJWW.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter.
We're saluting 29 years of the Country Music Association, featuring a different year every hour and highlighting that year's big winners. Country music's biggest stars. We've got all your favorites from 1967 to 1995. It's a CMA weekend on Country 600 CJWW.
620 CKCK Regina. CKCK features an all rock and roll oldies format and is live on the air only 8 hours a day. CKCK is one of Saskatchewan's oldest radio stations, first signing on July 7, 1922. CKCK broadcasts with 10,000 watts and uses the slogan All Oldies 620 CKCK.
All Oldies 620 CKCK.
Good time, Oldie.
Yeah, hello, dude. How are you?
Hello there. How are you?
Not so bad at all.
And now we come to our second local, 650 CKOM, Saskatoon. CKOM plays a mainly 1970s rock and roll format. CKOM broadcasts at 10,000 watts and using the slogan 65 CKOM.
65 CKOM.
690, CBKF 1, Regina, with the transmitters located in Gravelburg. CBKF 1 simulcasts a French language classical music variety format from CKSB 1050 in St. Boniface, Manitoba. CBKF 1 broadcasts with 5,000 watts.
On va arriver, on va partir du Canada, comme on disait à l'époque, pour arriver à Paris, et on y a déjà le premier programme. Et cette chanson-là, cette deux chansons finalement chantent.
750, CJVR, Melfort. CJVR features mainly a modern country music format. CJVR has 10,000 watts of power and uses the slogan, Today's Best Country, 750, CJVR.
1123, 750, CJVR. We got Saskatchewan weather details for you on the way. But first, I'd like to send this next one out to Teresa Lakowski. I believe she's back in town visiting for Thanksgiving from Lethbridge. Here you go, Teresa. You better be up listening, too, I tell you. It's Garth Brooks. She's every woman on 750, CJVR.
800, CHAB Moose Jaw. CHAB features mainly a modern country music format. CHAB first signed on the air on November 8, 1922. CHAB broadcasts with 10,000 watts day and night and uses the slogan Country 800.
Saskatchewan's home for good times and great country favorites. Continuous country, Country 800, Joel Feeney, Western Front.
And the last local Saskatoon station, 860 CBKF2. CBKF2 also simulcasts the French language programming of CKSB. CBKF2 broadcasts with 10,000 watts day and night.
Soyez les nôtres pour Parlez-vous Country avec Christelle Plamondon, Freddie Pelletier, Brian Sklar et Sheila Deck. C'est l'événement musical country de l'année. À chanter pour parler, à compter de midi 10. Pour être toujours bien informé en fin de journée, il suffit de vous joindre à l'équipe de Point de Départ. Météo, information, nouvelles du sport à Point de Départ, du lundi au vendredi de 15h à 17h30 à la radio de la SRC.
Plusieurs Somaliens auraient été tués de façon suspecte par des militaires canadiens dans le cadre de l'opération de paix de l'ONU en Somalie.
900 CKBI Prince Albert. CKBI plays mainly oldies with crossover country. CKBI broadcasts with 10,000 watts and uses the slogan 900 CKBI.
Thank you for making us your favorite radio station, 900 CKBI.
CJGX Yorkton. CJGX features a country music format offering the best country music of all time. CJGX also features a lot of local information. The station broadcasts with 50,000 watts in the daytime, 10,000 watts at night. CJGX uses the slogan GX94.
Gene Watson at GX94 loves in the hot afternoon. Not that hot, only 14 degrees. Sunshine, though, and we are expecting to get warmer temperatures by tomorrow.
And now we're at my favorite radio station, 980 CKRM Regina. CKRM features a country music format with a large emphasis on sports. CKRM first signed on the air August 1st, 1926. The station broadcasts with 10,000 watts in the day and 5,000 watts at night. CKRM uses the slogan, Superstar Country 980 CKRM, along with many others.
Saskatchewan's country concert station, 980 CKRM.
CJNB North Battleford. CJNB is a country music station with lots of local information. CJNB broadcasts with 10,000 watts and uses the slogan, Hot Country CJNB.
Stay tuned for complete news, sports, and weather next on the noon hour from Hot Country CJNB.
Now the last station on my band scan. 1080 CKSA, Lloydminster, Alberta. CKSA features a mainly modern country music format. The station broadcasts with 50,000 watts in the day and 10,000 watts at night. CKSA uses the slogan Country 108 CKSA.
And 3 degrees. It's 10:05.
The country just keeps on getting better with Dave Nelson and Country 108 CKSA.
And that's my band scan for Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. This band scan was made on January 24th, 1996. Station breaks were recorded from October 7th to 9th, 1995. I'm Adam Bouvier. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Adam. Little look at the radio by day from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan there, courtesy of Adam Bouvier. Thanks very much for taking the time to put that together for us. And Adam, if you have an opportunity to do a nighttime scan, I think we'd be interested in that. So do that if you get a chance, and we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. And by the way, friendly listener, in case you have something you think that our listeners might like to hear, think that you'd like to hear on the column, be sure and send it this way. We're especially looking for things that relate to radio propagation at various times, and that's why we really like the nighttime scans. But we find some interest in daytime scans as well, and if you can give us kind of a picture of the geography around you, what, how far stations are, is sometimes of interest. If it's really weak, maybe it's only 50 miles away, and we should be getting it good. So it's of interest that it's not getting out well. On the other hand, if it's come in really, really strong, but it's really far away, then it's a real accomplishment. So you want to make sure we know stuff like that. I look forward to hearing from you. Send your tapes to me. I'm Jim Snowbarger. It's spelled S-N-O-W-B-A-R-G-E-R. And I accept mail at 3046 280th Street, Marshalltown, Iowa, 50158. And for those of you who like to correspond via email, the internet address is jlsnow@fcseng.frco.com. We'll see you next month.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti. This month, Mark Conley provides us with some good examples of transatlantic medium wave DX as heard from coastal locations in Massachusetts.
Following are some tape recordings made on local DX editions by Mark Conley. The first DX edition was to Rockport, Massachusetts on the 24th of September, 1996. And GMT-wise, going over until the 25th of September. First recording is of Algeria on 1544 with Arabic music that almost sounds blues-influenced. This taped at 2251 UTC. Reception from Rockport on the 24th of September is of BBC Lesotho on 1197 kilohertz. Sporting report with cricket results, followed by the familiar Lily Bolero theme music before the news. All the two receptions on this tape were made with a Drake Arriott A receiver, an active whip, a remotely tuned active loop, and a delay line phasing unit, the DCP-2. Antennas are mounted on the roof of the car. It sounded as if Spain was starting to creep in there towards the end. Speaking of Spain, on 11:79, we had a rather good signal from them with Spanish talk at 2302 UTC from the Granite Pier site in Rockport. Next is Morocco on 1044 with its usual loud signal, this time peaking about 30 dB over S9 at 2332 UTC. Kilohertz with Spanish teletalk 0023 UTC on the 25th of September
1996.
La Yun, Western Sahara on 711 kilohertz, 0040 UTC. Reception here is of Saudi Arabia, 1521 kilohertz, one of the true powerhouses. spread at 2215 UTC on the 30th of September. Even strength, both of S9 on 1134 kilohertz. Spain with talk and Croatia with the female vocal. And a couple of side trips down 1130 to check WBBR in and out of null on the phasing. This is 2245, 30 September, Marshfield.
North through Fairfield County on 95 of the Merritt Parkway. New Jersey Transit trains are currently on schedule. Likewise, everything's fine on the Long Island Railroad and Metro North. Traffic every 10 minutes on the 5 from WBBO.
Yes, there you hear phasing at work, nulling WBBR New York for reception of Croatia and Spain on 1134. There's plenty more where that came from, but I do have to turn it back over to the DXAS studios in Lima, Ohio at this time. Thanks to Mark Conley of Billerica, Massachusetts for a most interesting report on transatlantic DX from shore sites around Boston. More next time on the International DX Audio Service Report. I'm Bruce Conti, 73s and good DX.
Your attention, please. Will the owner of this edition of the DX Audio Service please flip the tape to side 2?
This is the owner.